We have prayed to Govinda. If Govinda mercy is there, everything all right. Then happiness, swasti means happiness by body, by mind and by soul. Everything. And those who don't remember Govinda, they cannot have. Go means indriya, way, gyan, knowledge, prem, everything. So many meanings of go. And Krishna is master of all. He can give pleasure of life, pleasure of soul, pleasure of body, mind, everything. So he should be merciful to this child. Swastino Achyuta Ananto. One of the name of Krishna Govinda is Achyuta. We are of Achyuta Gotra all. So those who will serve Krishna, they will chant Krishna, they will never be Chyuta. They never will fall from that thing. So Achyuta should be kind to this child. Swastino Vasudevo. Who fought in the fight of Mahabharata, that Krishna, who ruled in Dwarka, having so many wives, about 16,108, so he should be merciful. Vishnu, who lives in the hearts of all jivas, like Sakshi, and controller, like Paramatma, like Murli Dharshyam Sundar, having float and this. Krishna is Mool Mahavishnu, and all are part and parcels of this thing. So he should be merciful. Because he is in his heart, he should be merciful. Narayan, he should be merciful to this child. Naro, Arjun, also Nar, he should be also merciful. With bow and arrows, he can save this child forever. No? Swastina Padmanabha Purushottama, creator of Brahma, he is Padmanabha, from which Brahma came out and created this world, outwardly, inwardly Krishna creates. He should be so much merciful to this child. Swastino Vishvakaseno, he is bhakta in Vaikuntha, more than Jai Vijay. He should be merciful. Rishikesho, the master of all our indriyas, senses. He and Hari, by giving his darshan, he attacks all, everyone very soon. He should be merciful. Vainateyo Hari, Vainateya, that is Garud, and the master of Garud. They should be merciful to this child. Anjana Suto, Hanuman, he is Mahabhagavat, he should be. He should say, he should be merciful. Always like Hanuman serves all the devotees. Like Gopishwar, he is Gopishwar also Hanuman. And he becomes sometimes Shankar himself, Hanuman. And in the pastimes of Krishna, he becomes Bhim. That. So, he should be merciful and save this. Swasti, swasti, sumangalekesho, mahan Sri Krishna. Supreme personality of all these things. If anyone takes shelter in the lotus feet of Krishna, who? Brajendananda. Who? Radhakant, Madan Mohan, Govind, Gopinath, Madan Mohan. They all should save this child. So this is the meaning of that mantra. It is a very auspicious day for her. And then Labhastesham. Labhastesham. In this world, anyone gains something who will chant Hare Krishna. Everything, everywhere, he will gain, everywhere he will gain. Jayastesan, he will not be defeated by anyone. we can defeat all the devils and all sorrow sufferings. Never he will be defeated. Yesham Indivarho, Indivarsyam is Krishna. As in the heart of the devotee, he will not be defeated by anyone. So he is a good place to serve this child. This old chant, Hare Krishna,
Hare Krishna,
Hare Krishna,
Hare Krishna,
Krishna, Krishna,
Krishna,
Krishna,
Krishna,
Hare Hare,
Hare Ram,
Hare Ram,
Hare Ram,
Ram Ram, Hare Hare, Ram Ram, Hare.
No?
You should do daily at least one time, two times. And then you can read and do all these things and play. And be happy in this life. Can you want to wear this in your neck, more, having more power? It will give you brain, it will give you intelligence, it will give you everything if you want to take this. If you want, I will give you one. One? You should not never give up. Eta diya dhata gala mala. You should do and chant Hare Krishna and read, write, do everything and be happy. Today is very auspicious day. Yesterday we told about Gundicha Mandir, Marjan. And today is Rath Festival in Jagannath Puri. We will speak about this, especially very learned, very bona fide Vaishnava, Swami Nrisingh Maharaj has come here. Kindly, mercifully he has come. We would like to hear something about Swarup Damodar. Today is the birthday of Swarup Damodar. Also of Shivananda Shingi. And today, also Rath Yatra festival. How this Rath Yatra festival came out and how it was changed in the time of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. We will tell something about this. Very good. Where is your brother? His intelligence. And it will make you happy in this life and after this also. Who is he?
Mirabai.
Oh, Mirabai has changed. I was.
Nomala.
Oh, who is he? Who is he? New one, new one. Bhagavad two. Two mala.
Domala.
Krishna. You can repeat me. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Hare Ram, Ram Ram. Your father did. Yes, sir, come. Hey. Yes. Oh.
Shyamala
Devi. You can sing this in your piano and practice everywhere, every day. Daily chant two times, one times, and go to school and read. And after that, practice some more. You will have more good qualities, intelligence, luck, and everything. Gaur Premanande.
Can I speak
in?
Yes. It's like requesting a frog to glorify the sun. Swarup Damodar is possibly, we could possibly single him out as the single most exalted servitor, although Mahaprabhu had many super servitors. But in one particular way, Mahaprabhu selected him. And he told all these Bengalis, they will be under you. So all Bengali Vaishnavas, followers of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, they are under Srupa Damodar. And Maharaj told yesterday or day before that Srupa Damodar is Lalita, Lalita Devi, in Braj Leela. So when Radha Govinda came as Sri Gauranga Mahaprabhu, Mahaprabhu, Sri Chaitanya, Radha, Krishna, Nayami, and all their topmost and intimate servants came along to assist the Lord in his pastime. And Lalita Devi is very close to Srimati Radharani. And therefore she came and was known as Srupa Damodar and was the very close and closest servitor of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu along with Rai Ramananda at Gambira in Jagannath Puri. Previously in Navadvip, Srupa Damodar's name was Brahmachari or Grihastha, I forget.
Brahmachari.
Huh? Brahmachari. Brahmachari. What was his name?
In Navadvip,
Srupa Damodar, he was known as... Anyway. So when Chaitanya Mahaprabhu took sannyas, then this Srupa Damodar became transcendentally possessed. He became like a madman. And shortly after Mahaprabhu's sannyas, he immediately ran to Banaras. And there he sought out a person to take sannyas order, renounced order of life. And midway through his sannyas initiations, he jumped up and ran away from that place. And he kept his brahmachari name, Swarup, and he did not take danda or any external designations of a sannyasi. Only he wanted to leave the world behind because he feared that Mahaprabhu has gone to sannyas vesh, sannyas lila. Maybe I cannot get his association. Maybe he will not keep grihasthas. He didn't know for sure. So he immediately ran there to leave the world, take sannyas, and join Mahaprabhu in Jagannath Puri. And when we say that he served Mahaprabhu in a very high way at Gambira, Gambira, this name Gambira means very deep and mysterious. It has become known as Gambira, very deep and mysterious. What Chaitanya Mahaprabhu experienced and showed there would not be possible for the most of us to understand. It would be very difficult for us to assist Chaitanya Mahaprabhu in his moods. But Srupa Damodar and Rai Ramananda remained by his side day and night for many years. And as our Lord experienced his moods of Braja Bhakti, particularly those moods of separation felt by Srimati Radharani, then Srupa Damodar would nourish him with shlokas, and he would sometimes enthuse him, he would sometimes calm him, and all these things. And when Sripad Rupa Goswami was being selected as the head acharya, Mahaprabhu had many chief whips. He had chosen Nityananda Prabhu to preach in Bengal. He had chosen Haridas Thakur as Namacharya. Then one day at this Rath Yatra time, and I won't tell that because I'm not qualified to tell that, but we'll request Maharaj to tell that. Rupa Goswami, Mahaprabhu is showing his mood in front of Jagannath. But what he was saying, no one could understand. He's singing slokas from the Bharat Natya Shastra. That is by Bharat Muni, that is describing love between boys and girls or some high romance. And Mahaprabhu is singing these slokas in front of Jagannath. No one can understand what is the meaning of this. And shortly after that, Rupa Goswami, Sri Rupa Goswami, composed one verse revealing the meaning of that. What Mahaprabhu, what was in his mind? And when Mahaprabhu discovered this, he was so pleased internally But what he did externally, he slapped Rupa Goswami. He gave a slap. Oh, you have revealed my, you know my heart. And he slapped his face. But he was so pleased internally. Then he requested Rai Ramananda and Swarup Damodar to please come and examine examine Rupa Goswami and give their blessing. But when they saw this sloka, which is written by Rupa Goswami, then I believe it was Swarup Damodar told that what need, how we will give our blessing, you have already given him your blessing. He has got fully your blessing, otherwise not possible for him to write this sloka. So, like that, in the internal world, in the internal affairs of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, Sri Swarup Damodar is his most highly posted servitor. But in the external world, he may not appear to be so great or so grand. Because according to the modern measure, especially, we can only understand a Vaishnava by how many temples he opens, how many followers he has, how much jewelry he has, how many big, big cars he has. Huh? And we look like this, then so many great illuminaries, they will not appear very, very outstanding to us. Anyway, that little bit, something I know about Swarup Damodar. I know he's worshipable master for all Gaudiya Vaishnavas. And he's very merciful to those who follow in the line of Sri Rupa. And also Raghunath Das Goswami, Mahaprabhu put Raghunath Das Goswami also directly in his charge and asked him to train him nicely. Something I've told my life.
Rupamatasya Brajavuri Purim Madhurim Goshtavati Radha Kundam Girivaramaho Radhika Madhvasam Prapto Jasya Pratiti Pritayasi Guru Mittam Matosha Vancha Kalpataru Vesya Kripasam Dubdeyas Patitanam Pamanibhyo Vaishnavibhyo Namo Namah Namo Mahabhadannaya Krishna Prema Pradayate Krishnaya Krishna Chaitanya Namne Gaurati. Maharaj has told something. I also want to touch his divine character. But I am not divine. I am still in this world. I cannot touch his glory. But what we have heard from Gurudeva and Vaishnavas and seeing something in Chaitanya Charitamrita and other books, they can say something. Maharaj told that Chaitanya Mahaprabhu told that you should heartily give heartily blessings to Rupa Goswami. And Swarup Damodar told that you have given your whole mercy to him. But why Chaitanya Mahaprabhu told Nityananda Prabhu, Gadadhar Pandit, Advaita Acharya, and all to bestow their mercies to him? Why? You know that Krishna want something which is not in Krishna. He has to borrow something from Srimati Radhika. He has borrowed his mood, his affection, Mahabhav, Rur, Adhirur, Madan Modan, especially Madan, and Srimati Radhika has given. Krishna is not that thing. Because he is the vishaya, object of prem. He is not container of prem. So lacking something. So he told Swarup Damodar, Rai Ramananda, Gadadhar Pandit, Nityananda Prabhu, Advaita Acharya, why Lalita and Visakha can start Radhika. And they are very bosom friends to Srimati Radha. They have the same mood like Srimati Radha. They are not different thing than Srimati Radha. They are the embodiment of Srimati Radhika, body of Srimati Radhika. Kaya Vyuha of Radhika. So they can be container of love and they can give it. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu can give it. Now he has become, and when he went to South India and met Raya Ramananda, he has learned something, how to play a role of Srimati Radhika. And he was playing, and Gadadhar Pandit was looking. If there is any defect in playing the role of Radhika, he will correct it. So he never play a role of Srimati Radhika, Gadadhar Pandit, like a friend of him. But actually he was Radhika, Gadadhar Pandit, Sarup Damodar, Raya Ramananda. So they wanted that Rupa Goswami should be given that mercy, that mood. Without that, anyone cannot have these things. So he requested. By this example, Krishna shows that, Mahaprabhu shows that. Only Krishna mercy will not do. The mercies of devotees, true devotees, like Sarup Damodar, Raya Ramananda, Gadadhar Pandit, all mercies is required. Then we can know what is the glory of Krishna. Who was Krishna? Without this we cannot serve. So he wanted to give this. By their mercy, Rupa Goswami became so exalted. Manobhishta sthapak. Sri Chaitanya Manobhishtam sthapitam jena bhutale. So he was also the master of Rupa Goswami, Sarup Damodar. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu himself told that only Sarup Damodar knows my heart, not anyone. How this boy knew my heart? When I was speaking, chanting a sloka of any Sahitya Darpan Kavya, Kavya Prakash, of Bharatman?
No, Sahitya Darpan Bharatman is
not Kavya. But in Sahitya Darpan it is. For ordinary, like he was telling, only a love, not love, but calm in girl and boys. But what are these? That I am the same, my beloved is same, but before we met in a very dense forest, no person, no anyone was not there. A bun of
cane
and some trees of kadambu was there. And very fragrant air from kadam tree was coming. And we were sitting on the ground under that kadambu tree. And air was coming so like mad sometimes, like this, touching all the flowers there and taking their bosoms and became like mad. Sometimes, very soon sometimes, it becomes
slow, like a lamb.
So, then we were in friendly terms and asking, replying very pleasantly, each other
embracing.
But now we are same here. We have been married now. My beloved has become my husband. I have become his wife. But here, so many horses,
elephants,
so many generals, so many wolves. He has so many queens here. Now he has sword, bow and all these things,
having Chakra Sudarshan, everything. And his father, mother, everything, everyone is here. We are same, but we cannot meet freely. We cannot make our two hearts together. We'll have to be here in like marjada. We'll have to follow marjada here. Marjada means
etiquette,
rules and regulations. We cannot talk easily so sweet. At Chaitanya Mahaprabhu was chanting this, reading this and waiting, and it was going in the sound of, mixing the sound of Jai Jagannath Dev ki Jai, Subhadra Devi ki Jai. Car festival was going on. Lakhs and lakhs persons were devotees were shouting this verse. So many mardans, kartal, kasha were all was there. So anyone could not understand or heard this verse. Only Sarupdhamadar and only that boy. At the end of festival, first day, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu went to the cottage of Haridas Thakur. He never came to take darshan of Jagannath because he thinks that I am Muhammad. So wretched. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu has given a place nearby where he used to Gumbhira, nearby. And it is called Siddhavakur. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu used to go and send his Mahaprasadam, remnant of Jagannath, to them. So in the morning, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu went there. And he kept his hand anywhere in the that hot, hut. And he got a talpatra.
Palm leaf.
Oh, beautiful writing. Like golden color and so beautiful. Oh, who has written? He called to us to Haridas Thakur. Because that roop has written. Where he has gone? He has gone to Swargadwar to take bath in Shri. He waited and after that he came. And he gave a slap of his head, Maharaj. How do you know my mood? Hardly most. Anyone knows in whole world, not know anyone. And how do you know? At once Sarupdhamadar was there, he told that, I know that your causeless mercy has come to this boy. So he went. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu read that issue. That it was written, you are same beloved Krishna. Myself Radhika is so same beloved. We met first in Vrindavan, where in Tamal Arkadam trees, Jamuna is flowing so gently. Lotus flowers are in bosom, bees were hammering. Cuckoo birds were telling kuhu, kuhu. And peacocks dancing there. Krishna has float on his lips and eagerly looking towards, like crooked eyes towards Srimati Radhika. And Radhika is getting some betel nut in the mouth of Srimati Krishna. And they were meeting and talking so much. So here Radhika is telling, where in Kurukshetra, that we are same Krishna. And myself is same Radhika that night. After a long time we have met here in Kurukshetra. But we cannot talk, we cannot meet, we cannot do anything as we are first in Vrindavan. Now you are the same Krishna, but you are king and husband of 6,108 queens, so many daughters and so many sons. Each queen has 10 sons and 1 daughter. Each queen. No? So, very big party of Krishna. All has a sample there. Vasudeva Devaki is there, here. Also Nanda Baba Yashoda is also here. Vrishabhanu Baba, Kritika Sundarian, all are there. Dham, Sridham, Vasudham, Sto Krishna, Lamanga, Latika, and all the bosom friends, Subal and Madhubangal, Sto Krishna, Ujjal, Arjun, all are there. Also Maharaj Yudhishthira with all his brothers, Bhisham Pitama. All the kings of the whole world were assembled there to take bath in Kurukshetra pond. So it is not a place to meet together in lovely affection. So I want that my mind is Vrindavan, my heart is like Vrindavan. No separate. The minds of all other persons, Hriday is like mind. There are no difference in their hearts and mind. But I am not like so. My heart is Vrindavan. I don't want to meditate you, your lotus feet that is should come in my mind like Sanat Sanandana, Sanat Kumar, like Sukadeva Goswami, like others, like Shankar and Brahma. I don't want to meditate. I want your lotus feet in my heart, but you should know that my heart is Vrindavan. So if you coming to Vrindavan, then I will think that you are my heart. So at once you should come to Vrindavan. Our chariots means rath, are here ready, quite ready. Lakhs and lakhs gopi has their minds and heart like chariots. You should sit on that and we should at once carry you to Vrindavan. Krishna sat on the chariot and they were ready. This is the mode of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Shaito paran nath painu jahar lagi madan dahan churige. We are so much feeling separation for since long time. 100 years perhaps has been gone. We have not seen you. Saita Paranna, you are the same Krishna meeting in Vrindavan, dancing with us in shade of Vansivat, Bandirvat, on the bank of Radhakund and Shyamkund, near Govardhan, and there Chandrasohar. Atha, Patha and Chandrasohar is there. Atha, you know, a tree. Crooked, like Srimati Radhika crooked. That is tree even now it is dry. But its name was Aitha, like Srimati Radhika Aitha. No? So, Sarup Damodar, as the Lalita is telling, Dhurte prajandatanai tanu sustu bhamyam ma dakshina bhava kalankini raghavaya Radhe Sinudra Hitamiti Sikhyantim Devim Gunai Sulalitam Lalitam. So Damodar is Lalita. In Krishna pastime, he talks. Oh Radhika, hear me, hear me. Hear my orders. That is like order. Oh Kalankini Radhika. Kalankini, all in Vrindavan town. That he has some affection to Krishna. He is wife of another and loving Krishna. So, they know that tell like this. So, O Kalankini Radhe, hear me. I am telling, Dhurte Bhajanta Tane Tanususta Bhamyam. Krishna is Dhurta.
Cheater.
So, don't believe in him, Krishna. Don't go to and be, don't be simple to him. You should be crooked to Krishna. If he calls, don't go. If he calls, come on, Radhika. You should not. He wants to speak with you. You don't speak to him. If he will come to you, and he will give his head to the your lotus feet, then you can tell. Oh, then you can speak. Otherwise, don't speak. Why is he telling, ordering? He can order Krishna even and Radhika. She is 27 days elder than Srimati Radhika. And he serves by his whole heart love. Says, that is why he has this thing. So, pragalbha. Pragalbha means, if anyone serves anyone so more than anyone, then he has some power to tell them. So, Srimati Radhika is telling like this. And sometimes she warns Krishna, don't come here. I will see you. I am so powerful. Go from this here. He has so power to say like this because he serves with his life and soul. So he is Dasar Damodar. Once Raghunath Das came from West Bengal, giving his queen, very beautiful wife, kingdom, wealth, reputation, everything. On foot he was coming. So many miles, more than 700 miles. A man can come in 15 or 1 month. But he, day and night, never took anything in that time. And he came like a beggar. Was so beautiful. Age about 16. But he became lean and thin, dirty clothes and everything. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu said that on the door, a boy has come. Oh, Raghunath, come on, come on, come on, Raghunath. You have come? You have come from the dirty well, and the go, samsara. Give him all these things. Besides, well, you know, Andhakup means? So you have come from? You have come from the dirty place where men stool, fill their stools. And from that thing you have come here? And he ran after him and took him and embraced him. Oh, you are very good. Sir Damodar, this boy is orphan. He has come to me. Now I am giving his hand in your hand. Be father and mother, preceptor, everything you are. Now he will be called Raghunath, Sarupe Raghunath. And then he gave up everything on the hands of Sarupa Damodar to teach, to give lessons and everything. He was always with Sarupa Damodar. He learned everything from Sarupa Damodar. All the shikshas, all the teaching which Raya Ramananda had given to Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, he learned everything, he got everything. You know that one sloka written by Sarupa Damodar. राधा कृष्ण प्रणय विकृति ह्लादिनी शक्ति स्मात एकात्माना उद्भू पुरा देव भेदम गदौ चैतन्याख्या प्रकट मधुना तद्वयं च आत्यमाप्तम राधा भाव तुच सबगितम नोम कृष्णाश आसो दी श्लोक राधाया प्रणय महिमा के दिस इट हैज बीन रिटन बाय सो आसो दी श्लोक कृष्ण भक्ति रस भाविता मति क्रियतां कुतोपि यदि लभ्यते तत्र लौलमपि मूल्यमेकम् जन्म कोटि सुकृते न लभ्यते. He has told Sarupa Damodar, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu order, that you should explain and vistar karo.
Explain.
Explain the rasa shastra, bhakti rasa. He get all to Rupa Goswami in the heart of Rupa Goswami. And Rupa Goswami made all the things. Usually in many Bhakti Goswami Sindhu. And his books, like Lalit Madhav, Vidagdha Madhav, and all books. Because, but he could not give one thing.
He has explained bhakti rasa, everything which was not explained before Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, and any acharya had done, not done. Like Narad, like Brahma, like Sukadeva Goswami, Madhvacharya, Vishnu Swami, Nimbaditya, Nimbarka, or Vishnu Swami and Vallabhacharya. They have written so many things in bhakti, but actually no bhakti rush. So Rupa Goswami has, how bhakti can come in bhakti rush? But he has not given the formula how it will be rush. He has described and explained the things which making together will be rush, like bhav, vibhav, sattvic, devichari, anubhav, all these things. What are the things? Like sugar, water, kevada, lemon, all makes a rush. But not formula that how quantity of all, how much be given, and then it will mix and it will become rush. Who had done this? Raghunath Das Goswami. His beloved disciple, Raghunath Das Goswami. And he was also trained by Swarup Damodar. And both he gave to Krishna Das Kaviraj Goswami. And then Krishna Das Kaviraj Goswami was able to describe all things in Chaitanya Chaitanya. Krishna Das Kaviraj has explained all these things. So we'll have to go in the lotus feet of Swarup Damodar Rai Ramana, but we can all gain in the lotus feet of Rupa Goswami. But something more we want, how to make it bhakti rush. Then we'll have to go and serve Raghunath Das Goswami, who was personally learned artist, everything by Srila Swarup Damodar. Once
हरिहपूरसुन्दरदूतिकदम्बसन्दीपितः सदा हृदयकन्दरे स्फुरतु मे सचिनन्दनः
इट् ओल् द ग्लोरि आफ् चैतन्य महाप्रभु चैतन्य महाप्रभु वाज़् आल्सो हियर् द फस्ट् श्लोक नन्दीमुख श्लोक इट् इस् काल्ड् नन्दीमुख वट् इस् दि ऑब्जेक्ट् आफ् दिस् बुक् and to gain the grace of mercy of his Ishtadev, he is praying in this shloka. So it is called Nandi Mukha shloka. When he told, then all became so happy, clapping. How this boy has written this high class of this poetry, like a shloka? Very good. They were clapping, he said. For Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Oh, it is so good. Like example he gave, there was one kalash of milk. Kalash, you know? Or? There was milk full of that. And one drop of poison was given. Then it became whole poison. So this is shloka was like, very good, very good. But you have given my name there. And you have taken my like Krishna. So it is like a poison. You have spoiled everything. But Swarup Damodar, no. Not this time. But it was like milk. And Rupa Goswami has, Rupa Goswami has given in this camphor. So it becomes so more sweet.
Milk was boiled and full of cream.
Right. Like this. And all clapped and glorified Rupa Goswami. So Rupa Goswami was like an examiner. He can examine Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, also Krishna. He can examine all the devotees. Rupa also. Once Chaitanya Mahaprabhu was sitting in Gambhira, weeping, feeling separation so much. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu told
Where is my Krishna? Where is my Krishna? My this heart is going to patra.
Broken.
At once, Yasoda try to meet, to bring Krishna here. I will see, then I will say. Sarup Damodasa, he could not bear this separation mood of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. He told that, oh, Krishna is here. Where? Krishna, where? He began to. As you hear in your heart, oh, in your heart, very good, very good. Why you not, could not tell me at first? And he took his hands and began to. At once, he catch hold of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Oh, here he will come, here he will come to see. Anyhow, he began to read the slokes of Srimad Bhagavatam, the slokes of Gita Govinda, Chandidas Padavali, and began to, go, Santana Dina,
console,
began to. But more he was consoling and more he was feeling separation, more and more. Govinda, the servant of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, was there. He was telling that, why Sarup Damodara Ramananda used to come here in night and disturb Mahaprabhu? When they came, they make a weep to Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Why they are here? They should not remember all these things. Let him sleep very calm and quietly. But you come daily, to make him so weep, and so on. They also weep, and they make him Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. They should try to console, but not consoling. Remembering that thing. They should go away from here. Once in night, Sarup Damodar and Raya Ramananda were there, but saw that he is chanting Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, and tears were coming, and he was calm and quiet. They told to Govind that now it is about 2 PM, and you should look over him. We are going, and we will come in morning. They went. After some time, Govind saw Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is not there. He began to search here, there. He at once called for Sarup Damodar. Sarup Damodar came. He took a lamp and every corner he used to see. He opened the four doors. Doors were closed, but he was not here. And the walls were so high, about more than 12 or more than that, so feet high, but not Mahaprabhu, every there. Looking. Then he thought that he may go to sea, because he thinks that Jamuna is the sea. Or he may go to Jagannath Vallabh Vatika. He may have gone there. But how he can go? Doors were closed. Even he sent others to order directions, and he, with more than 20 or more than that devotees, he came to Jagannath Vatika. You know Jagannath Vatika?
Jagannath
between
Gundicha
and Jagannath Temple. All kinds of flowers, fruits, everything is there. It is called also Aitota like. He came there and he saw that he's rolling on the earth. He had become about 10 feet long. All were different. He began to weep. How? He had died perhaps. But anyhow, he told that you should chant Hare Krishna loudly and parikrama. He began to chant loudly. And he took Chaitanya Mahaprabhu in his laps and
began to chant Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Hare Ram, loudly. Then, after some time, he closed, he opened his eyes. Where am I? Where am I? Then he began to weep loudly, telling, that why you have dragged me here? Why? I was in Vrindavan. I was near Jamuna. And I was playing with Krishna. And all the gopis were there. They were dancing and singing and talking each other so lovely. Why you brought me here? I'm where? Who am I? He forgot everything and began to weep for that. They took anyhow to Gambhira. And there he began to weep and tell like this, oh Lalite, oh Vishakhe, where am I? I am feeling so much separation, shape me, loudly. So, Sarupdamar was helping, serving, and he used to tell these slokas and all these things, like Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, and to consolate. This is so many things, we cannot tell his glory in 1 month or 2 months, and Brahma cannot glorify him. Even Krishna cannot glorify him. Baldev Prabhu having lakhs and lakhs mouth, he can glorify. So all these are the glory. I told something. Now today is Rath Yatra. What is that? Krishna once went to Kurukshetra. সকালবেলা বলেছিল কিছু এটি সূর্য দেখতে দিয়েছিল আর দ্বারকাওয়ালার কথা বলেছে এই নব বৃন্দাবন সন্তালিং ইন ভেরি ব্রিফ দিস সেন্স মনুষ কৃষ্ণ বাস এনি কুরুক্ষেত্র ফাইভ পরশুরাম হ্যাজ কিল 21 টাইমস অল দি ক্ষত্রিয়স And with their blood, they have felled so many five counts. It was the place of Prithu Maharaj. It is called so Pavitra. Pavitra means
pure.
So everyone in Dwapar Yuga used to go to that place when sun eclipse.
Solar eclipse.
So full was that thing. In day it became fully night, stars were seen. So all has gone there to take bath in that ponds. Prajavasi knew that Krishna has also come there. So also went there. When they reached there, in Kikunda, Kurukshetra, Krishna was talking with Draupadi, Kunti, and all others, Bhisham Pitama, so many Rishi Maharshis were there, they were talking with Krishna, and they are all glorifying Krishna. But finally Krishna heard and Baldev that Jasoda Maya, and Father Nand Baba is coming with all gopis. He began shouting, Baba, Mama, Mama, Jasoda, Maya, Jasoda, and weeping both Krishna and Baldev, leaving all behind. When he reached to the court, Belgadi, full of courts near, Jasoda saw, all their sons, Krishna and Baldev, are here. She began to loudly weep so loud. Ocean, my beloved, Kanaiya, Kanaiya. And Krishna also. he came out of the cottage, a car, in that Ula cart, and Yashoda took in her lap and began to loudly weep. Krishna also weeping. Maya, 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 you know, mother, mother, mother. Seeing this, Devaki and Vasudev came also there. Rohini Maya and all came assembled there. They were saying that Yashoda is how much weeping and Krishna is also weeping, mother, mother. He had not told even in so many long time Devaki, O mother. And he has not called Vasudev that you are my father. He was living with them, but heart was so different. Vrindavan and Dwarka was so different, long difference between them. But always used to remember like mother. Devaki saying this, that, oh, if he is in the lap of Yashoda and both are weeping here, and Krishna telling mother, mother, he had never called me mother. But Yashoda all times mother and weeping, and he in the laps of Yashoda, and Yashoda is telling my Kanaiya, my son, my son. But both are not knowing that I am mother of Krishna. They should note this fact. Krishna also should note that he has burned by me, I am his mother. Yashoda is not mother. He is only step, what mother?
Foster.
Huh? Foster.
Foster.
Stepmother. No, stepmother.
Foster mother.
And Yashoda also knows that he is my son. Actually, she should know. He told that, oh, Yashoda, you are so merciful to me that I yield a child and get in your lap, and you are nourishing, supporting him like your son. He was telling to Krishna that Krishna should hear. But Yashoda was not hearing anything, and Krishna also not. They were weeping. Rohini was so clever and intelligent. He told Devaki, my sister, you should go and see all Kunti, Draupadi, and they are also coming here. So you should go and you should honor them. I am coming. After that, Krishna will also come. So after this, then when he wept so much and Krishna also that, then Gopi were waiting for Krishna. They have come from Vrindavan, anyhow, keeping their lives and soul in body. But as much as they are come nearer to Krishna, they are becoming so much and much more
anxious,
not
desperate.
Eager, more eager. They cannot live a moment if Krishna is not meeting. They were about to die. There are some examples, but it will be go show. How? If a man takes any weight on his head, going, walking, and if his home is coming nearer, and he cannot take it and fell down on the
courtyard.
He will not go there.
Inside.
Not courtyard. On the door. And he cannot take this. So like this, they were giving that life and souls. If 1 minute late, they will die. Yashoda watched this. He took Baldev and told that, oh, we should go to Devaki and Vasudev. And cleverly, he kept Krishna there and they went. When Gopi, then at once they came. In the presence of Yashoda, they will not come. In the presence of Devaki, they will not come. In the presence of Baldev, they will not come. It will be rasavas. So when Yashoda, Maya, Baldev and all went outside, then Gopis came. Gopi was weeping so much. But not any word. Krishna told first, you should Kshama karo mane? Forgive me. Forgive me. I'm so akritagya. Akritagya mane?
Ungrateful.
You left everything for me, and I left you all and went to Dwarka. I'm sitting here, making so many queens and daughters and sons, and you are weeping for me. I'm so ungrateful. Then he told, you should not think like me, like this. I can never forget you. There is some cause that I have come. I will explain it another day. What was the cause? Very, very deep cause was there. To console Srimati Radhika, and that is called Madan Modan. Oh, so deep things. In meeting, Krishna is sitting, Srimati Radhika is sitting in the laps of Krishna, and she has done like this, arms in his, and Radhika has also given it, both each other. And anyhow, Madhumangal came, telling that I have driven this Madhusudan, that is, Madhusudan means?
Bumblebee.
So far away he cannot come, never he will come. And seeing Krishna was there, but she is telling, oh, where is Madhusudan? Where is Madhusudan? And began to weep. Krishna saw that she is my in-law, and even he is weeping that, where is Krishna? Where is Krishna? So when I will be here, she will be in that position of
separation.
And if I am very far away, then thinking me, he will say, oh, tamalti. It is not tamalti, it is Krishna, and he will embrace that. And we will be happy, decorate himself that Krishna is here. This is called prem vaishitya. No? So Krishna thought that I cannot console here if I am here. So I must go from here. So he went to Dwarka. But actually he never went. He cannot never leave Vrindavan. For a moment he can. He is always in Vrindavan. So, after that, when they were satisfied with Krishna meeting, then Radhika told, you should come with me in my our heart. That is, our heart is Vrindavan. And they are dragging Krishna chariot and telling that you should come. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu was in this mood. So after a long time, I have met with Brajendranandan Shyamasundar. I am taking him. So when Chaitanya Mahaprabhu was singing and dancing in front of Rath, Rath was coming very slowly. And when Chaitanya Mahaprabhu used to come backside of the Rath, chariot, then Rath began to stop. Even lakhs, thousands of elephants cannot. Oh, if Radhika is not going in Vrindavan, why I should go? So I should be. So he did. Jagannath was saying, and he stopped. And when Chaitanya Mahaprabhu went in front, then he became so happy, and I should follow Radhika. He is going on. Today, this festival is going on there. Srimati Radhika is there in the form of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, weeping so much and taking Krishna in chariot, and he is going to Sundarachal. Sundarachal means?
Vrindavan.
And where Jagannath Devi is in temple, it is like Dwarka or Kurukshetra. Aswarji Mai Bhumi. Aswarji means?
Place of affluence.
Affluence. They cannot be happy there meeting. Even they meet, but not happy. But in Vrindavan, they will be so happy and meeting each other, dancing, chanting, remembering. So, this is the sum and substance of Aruta Yatra. Gaur Pranam. There is a very little story also, not little, but it has been described in Brihad Bhagavatamrita. When Krishna went to Dwarka in his last days, she always used to wait in the Rajbhavan, palaces of Satyabhama, Rukmini, and all others. One day he was so fitted, calling Radhe, 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 Radhe. His whole weight was wetted, pillows also, with the tears of Krishna. And he became faint. He could not wake up till 9:10 in morning. All were weeping. Then Baldev Prabhu came. He also tried, but not woke up Krishna. Then Brahma came. Both were fainted, Krishna and Baldev. He called Garuda and he took Krishna and Baldev on his back and went in Dwarka near Shri, a very, very beautiful
mountain, Rivatak Parvat.
Uh-huh. And there was very lovely, beautiful Van, forest, like Vrindavan garden. And it was decorated by himself, Yogamaya. The statues of Yashoda, Nanda, and all were there. When they were there, in the palace of Nanda Baba, it was artificial there. And the statues of Yashoda and all were there. Baldev Prabhu and Krishna were sleeping on a bed like Vrindavan or Nandagaon. Baldev Prabhu, he woke and Brahma told everything to Baldev Prabhu. The Krishna will not be incensed if you are not doing so. So you and Krishna should be decorated in
cowherd
dress. And he gave to thee. Baldev Prabhu took that dress and also he
decorated
Krishna that thing. And like a cowherd boy, they became. Then Baldev Prabhu took Krishna in his laps and told, "Oh, Kanaiya, Kanaiya, cows are hankering for you. So many buts, I mean
calves
are waiting for you. All are waiting, Sudam, Sudam, all are standing here. Your mother is also very worried for you. Today you are not waking." And he gave some water in the eyes of Krishna and he pulled forcefully. Then, "Oh, Krishna, look up. Oh, but today so late. Oh, cows are there, hammering, and boys are, cowherd boys are waiting for us." Then he smiled something, and he became sinful, same. And he saw that his mother is like a statue in my separation. Taking butter and something there, and he went very dancing there, like in Braj he used to do. Dancing and sing crookedly, and he took some makhan and take in his mouth. Right? And he saw that all the gopis are eagerly waiting for Krishna and looking towards Krishna. Krishna then took his float here and began to see towards gopis. Srimati Radhika was there, Lalita, Vishakha, all were waiting. Right? And they were doing aarti with their eyes. And Krishna was so happy. And he became like Adbhut Anangadev. Like Ananga. And he was so much beautiful and was so in a loving affection that even a old lady, the mother of Kans, Padma name, he ran to embrace Krishna. Satyabhama became mad to see this Krishna. A glance of beautiful Vrindavan came there. After that, the various things telling Aronima to all the gopis, all the queens. How beautiful was Krishna here. And telling this story to gopis, to Mahishis, all Mahishis. Krishna was in Sudharma Sabha, Bhavit Valdev, with all companions. And in the palace of Rukmini, Rohanima was telling this fact to all the Mahishis. Krishna continued to stay in that Sabha council. He left the council with Valdev and came at the door to enter and to hear all these things. But that Subhadra was standing. Mother Rohini has told that he don't allow to come anyone here, even Krishna and Baldev. But Krishna and Baldev came, and she was there, and they told her, you cannot go there, because Rohini Ma will be disturbed. But hearing the sound was coming, and Krishna and Baldev were hearing, and also that Subhadra. They began to melt it, melting. They make totally very melting. Only this and only this was. Not these things. Like at once Narad came and told that, oh Prabhu, be merciful to me. These three in melted form you should be in Nirachal Dham for mercy, giving mercy to all world. Krishna says, yes, I will be like this. So he came in four forms. Krishna, Baldev, Subhadra and Chakshu Sudarshan there. So this is the very brief story of how Krishna became this form, Jagannath, Baldev, Subhadra. In detail there is so many things. Only a very little thing I have told. We have told yesterday something. Now we used to do one kirtan. Gaur Praman. Balade Prabhu ki jai. Jagannath Dev ki jai. Subhadra Devi ki jai. Sudarshan Chakra ki jai. All glories to... No, they are assembled. Sarup Damodar, Raya Ramananda, all Pratap Rudra, Sarbham Bhattachar. Parikas. चैतन्य महाप्रभु की परिकर की जगन्नाथ देव की जय होली लैंड जगन्नाथ क्षेत्र की जय ऑल द डिवोटीज ऑफ दैट प्लेस शुड बी जय गौर प्रमाण